What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I bought all this amazing food in Antigua, Guatemala for under 20 American dollars. I do apologize, my camera is not the best. My lens was broken because I dropped the phone. So, camera now is not the best. So, we're gonna make do with what we have. So today, guys, we bought all this for 151 of their money. Where is the receipt? I swear I had the receipt a little while ago. What did I do with the receipt? Damn it. What the hell did I do with the damn receipt? I swear I had the receipt on me. I still remember the prices. That's fine. Dang it, where the hell is the damn receipt at? I remember the prices. I'm trying to find where's... Oh, there it is. There's the receipt. How the hell did that receipt get down here for? How the hell did it get down here? Alright, so... Oh no, this is really bad. I don't think we can even see it. Yeah, my camera sucks. Okay, so for 151... of their money, we got everything you see over here, guys. So let's start going over them. So yeah, first you need to understand that to get from their money to our money, you need to divide by 7.8, okay? So for example, this broccoli over here, right? So 2.44, okay? See? It's down here. You can't see it again. It's bad. It's blurry. Okay, so this head of broccoli, this was 2.44. Divide this by 7.8. This head of broccoli, I think, is like what? What's 2.44 divided by 7.8? Like, not 20, 30... Like, this is 30-some cents, guys, okay? This is the equivalent of, like, 30-some American cents. Guys, I've seen this the other day at Walmart for, like, $2, okay? So, what you get in America for, like, at least $2, 30 cents here. Right here, guys, 2.44 of their money. Right here on the receipt, 2.44 of their money. All right. Now, we're going to look at the potatoes. They should have a sticker on it. Okay, they don't have a sticker on the potatoes. Okay, look how big this is, guys. Trust and believe some girl is using these, if you know what I mean. I'm just going over the stuff that actually has a sticker on it. We get rid of those first. There was actually three apples in here. But I ate one. Okay, let's see how much the apples were. Okay, so the apples, so we got three apples for a total of 14 of their money, which is like $2, okay? So we pretty much had three apples for the equivalent of two American dollars. Now, these are red apples. I don't think they're native to here. So they're probably from America. This was what, 14.56? Yeah. They're known as manzana roja. So manzana means apples. Roja means red, apparently. So $2 for three apples, okay? Kind of pricey, kind of American pricing, but they're probably from America. All right, so we got rid of this. The bananas, now the bananas were super cheap. Look at that, look at that. Keep in mind that I ate one of them already, right? I already ate one of those bananas, okay? So this bananas is 5.36. This is less than a dollar, guys. This is like, where is it? Okay, there it is. Banana import. So, I don't know, maybe it's import banana or whatever the case is, guys, at 5.36 of their money. All this you see here, guys, plus one that I ate is less than $1. This is like 75 cents, okay? Can you get this in America for 75 cents? And even though they look a little bit, not ripe, they taste really good, okay? Over here we have the chicken. So I got two types of chicken. I got this one over here. This was the last one they have. This is a chicken breast, okay? Skinless chicken breast. This is, effectively speaking, guys, can you see it? 8.57. I'm sorry, this is a 3.57. So this is about 50 cents, okay? So this boneless, skinless chicken breast, 50 cents. This over here, this is two. This is a chicken thigh. I'm sorry, this is not a, okay, this is a thigh. This is a skinless thigh with bone. I can feel the bone. So this is a skinless thigh with bone. This over here is a thigh with drumsticks, okay? They cost us 17.41 of their money, which is, again, divide by 7.8. This is about $2.25, I'll say. So this is $2. Okay, so this is $2. $2.25. This is 50 cents. So I think we got close to a kilogram of, this is probably not a kilogram, but probably close to it. So, well, you have to remember, this is kind of heavy over here, okay? So we probably got close to a kilogram of chicken. 3.7 is 3 point, that's 20, 21, divide by 7.8. What's 21 divided by 7.8? So we got about a kilogram of chicken, guys, for under $3, okay? So for under $3, we get enough chicken for me to eat tonight. The spinach, okay, this over here, guys, okay, this is spinach. You guys would not believe the price I paid for this spinach. This is 4.25 right here, guys. 4.25, okay? That's how much I spent for the spinach. This is about 55 cents, okay? So this is about, 55, maybe 60 American cents right here. Try to get this in America for 55, 60 cents. I bet you can't, okay? The potatoes were not that expensive. I don't know what the potatoes are. Oh, the granola, okay? This over here, okay, guys? This, okay, 320 grams, granolas. This was 18.95. So this is like $2.50. So what we see here is about $2.50. Actually, they were cheaper in Ukraine. If I remember right, Ukraine had very similar to this and it was cheaper. This is about, again, this is about 8 and 8, 16. This is about 2.5 American dollars. So Ukraine was actually cheaper on this, okay? The 1245, this is a seasoning. Okay, see this over here, guys? This is 12.5 of their money, which is about a dollar and a half. Okay, this here is about a dollar and a half, guys, which is probably the same amount it will cost in America. I don't know what this is for $7.95. 17.41. I don't know what 17, Lychee is milk. This is the milk over here. Okay. Lychee is 12.75 of their money. So this is about $1.50, guys. Okay. This is a little bit cheaper than... This is either a little bit cheaper or on par with... Yeah, this is on par with Ukraine, okay? Now, if you want, see, the good thing about this type of milk is that you can leave it outside. Now, if you want the type of milk you get in America, like the gallon type of milk, that actually cost 50 of their money, which is well over $7, okay? So, six times eight. It's a little bit over $6. So if you guys want to get the type of 1 gallon milk that you get from Walmart, Publix, Ralph's, that's about a little bit over $6, which is on par with America. But if you guys get this over here, which is a type of milk that I don't know, it's not fake, but I'm sure Shane will let us know in the comment section why this milk is cheaper than, you know, the milk that comes in a gallon. But this over here, guys, again, it's 12.75 of their money, which is, again, $1.50, okay? $1.50. Okay, Montique Anchor, I think, is this? Yeah, this is it. Okay, this is butter. So this butter is $1.50. Believe it or not, this butter is actually more expensive than the milk. It's a little bit over $1.50. This is like $1.65 over here. I think we have went over everything but the onion and the carrot and the potatoes. Broccoli, wait a second, was the broccoli 9.7? Did I make a mistake? No, what's 2.44? Wait a second. What's Cibola Morada? I'm confused. Now I'm confused. Okay, no. This is Cibola. Okay. This is 2.45. Yeah, this sticker belongs here, okay? What's this? Broccoli Uned? Is that this? What's broccoli Uned? I don't know. You guys have to tell me in the comment section. Okay, so all we are missing is this, the carrot, onions, and the potatoes. Okay. My camera, like I said, my camera is really horrible. It's blurry now. I wanna know, what is broccoli Uned? What is broccoli Uned? I don't know. Does this sticker belong here? Did this sticker accidentally get here or something? I don't know. I don't know where this sticker came. What's Cibola? I don't know. Maybe you guys can tell me in the comment section. Again, I'm pretty sure. Look at how big it is, dudes. Look at how big it is. That's like, what, 9 inches? Trust and believe, some girl probably had this inside of her. I'm still trying to figure out how much the potato is. Really trying to figure out how much the potato is. I can't figure out how much the potato is. But that's fine. I'm sure you guys can tell me in the comment section. But yeah, guys, everything you guys see here is under $20. Okay, it's $151 of their money, which is, yeah, it's under $20. So with the exception of the chicken that I eat same day, most of this stuff is gonna last me 2 to 3 days, okay? So as you guys know, when I travel the world, I like to eat comfortably under $10. So even though Antigua is a little bit more expensive than Guatemala City, because this is more of a tourist area,
an expat retirement, it's still cheaper than America. You guys probably can't get all this in America, especially fresh shit like this. You guys can't get all this in America for $20. Now, there are some things that are more expensive than America here, like name brand stuff, okay? But if you know how to shop local, shop native, shop smart, you can get yourself a great deal on food. So you guys, let me know in the comment section if in America you can get everything you see here for under $20. Again, you got all this potatoes over here. You got three apples. I ate one. You got the bananas over here. I ate one. You got a spinach over here. You got the broccoli over here. You got the onion. You got this big old carrot. You got butter. You got, you know, granola, milk, spices, and chicken. Let me know in the comment section if you know what the price on the carrot is, the price on the onion is, and if this over here, if this sticker actually belongs to this broccoli. Because again, guys, I'm just gonna show you one more time. I don't know if you guys can see the receipt or not, but I'm gonna show you one more time. Again, I know it's super blurry, but it is what it is. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.